We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jim Ryan joining us live on the line talking about the coronavirus. As fears are escalating over this virus that we've seen already spread over here to the U.S. Jim, thanks for joining us. What is the latest, as it seems like every day we're hearing of more and more safety measures in place to make sure this doesn't spread any further?
Right, yeah, and primarily that involves these airports, these five airports where people are being checked as they come in from China. Remember that just after the Ebola crisis, there were something like 700 people a day coming to the United States from West Africa. And that's where Ebola began. There are something like 10,000 people who arrive here every day from China, a vastly higher number, and potentially bringing this coronavirus into different parts of the United States. There was a program set up to train healthcare professionals in light of Ebola. But the funding for that runs out, ironically, in just a couple of months. There's no guarantee that it's going to be renewed, that there will be the same kind of support for that program. But this is the kind of thing that public health specialists have been fearing, Brian, that another potential outbreak could be coming even after Ebola. There is a person now, a possible case down in Mexico, in the Mexican state of Tamaulipas, which is just the other side of the Rio Grande from Texas. So they're watching that very carefully to see if, in fact, that person might have this illness.
Jim, you know, we keep hearing how they're checking passengers that are coming in from China, taking their temperatures when they get to the airports. But what about the passengers that are around these passengers from China? Are they following them up, too?
Well, that's a great question, because every time you're on an aircraft, you're potentially exposed to hundreds of other people, and you are exposing them to whatever you might be carrying with you. So it's a massive job, as you can see, trying to keep track of all those people on those incoming flights, the thousands of people who arrive here every day. The primary effort that's going on in China now is to restrict flights out of the country. And if people are moving around, they have to wear paper masks just to protect themselves and to protect other people from potential spread of coronavirus. So there are things going on, but tracking those hundreds, those thousands of people is almost impossible.
Is it harder to do? You know, we keep hearing that this is a SARS-like illness, and that is, you know, going back now 20 years, just about. How much more difficult is it now in 2020 to contain something than it was, you know, back when SARS was a problem?
Well, presumably it's gotten easier because of things like SARS and MERS, which both, by the way, are kind of subsets of coronavirus. And after Ebola. So the infrastructure is in place to get that done, but there is this political component as well. If the hundreds of millions of dollars that were spent right after Ebola to try to beef up the American healthcare system and to ensure that people are tested and that this is not the continue, that there isn't another outbreak like Ebola or potential outbreak, then they could drop funding for that at the drop of a hat, and therefore we might be unprotected again.
All right, that's Jim Ryan following up on the coronavirus around the world.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.